At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hoffman has been with Pure Water Northwest since 2019. What sets him apart is his ability to demystify water treatment, exploring fringe topics such as structured or hydrogenated water, while also addressing challenges like industrial runoff, high iron levels, arsenic, and bacterial contamination. He is certified by the Water Quality Association as a water treatment representative and holds a degree from North Seattle College. Quote, water clarity, he says, should mean more than just how it looks. It should mean transparency about its true contents and impact, end quote. First of all, welcome to the T-Biz podcast, and thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
Will you explain briefly the importance of water quality and the role it plays in tasting tea?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, a water molecule is kind of like a tiny little magnet. You know, it's got a north pole and it's a south pole. And what that does then is it actually pulls apart or dissolves other molecules that also have similar charges in it. And that happens in tea. So it's polar, which makes it a solvent. And basically a solvent is anything that can dissolve things inside of it. So water is made up of not just H2O, but whatever minerals are in the water or whatever the pH level of the water is, which has to do with dissolved hydrogen, or whatever other trace contaminants are in the water, like metals or chlorine. All of that can affect taste. It can affect flavor, mouthfeel. It will alter how it actually pulls out the things from the tea, like the tannins and the polyphenols. And then the other things that you're trying to pull out of tea, like the caffeine. Caffeine would be an example of something you want to be pulling out. Catechins, flavonoids, and amino acids. All of that stuff is trapped inside tea like a little treasure vault. And the only way to like pull that into the water is by dissolving it into it from the polar attraction that the water molecule has. But if the water is not clean, there are other things that are bound to that positive or negative charge in the water molecule, and it actually does a worse job pulling out this stuff from the tea leaves. And you can also get tastes in the water from before, things like chlorine, heavy metals can create a taste. Dissolved minerals and hardness can bind with the same thing that the tea would bind with and affect mouthfeel or flavor. So water quality has a dramatic effect on the end result of your tea.
You're passionate about it. You love what you're doing. Talk to us a little bit about what made you so crazy about water.
I was in property management, actually, and a tenant came to me with water that was brown and smelled like rotten eggs. And so, you know, I went to the owner and the owner said to get it tested. This was 7 years ago. I had never done anything with water 7 years ago. And I took it to the lab. The lab did a test and it came back, this is healthy. I was like, how can this brown, gross water be healthy? And that lab person didn't have an answer for me. So I went and I found Chris Pelton, who founded Pure Water Northwest, the company that I now co-own. And he explained to me that the EPA has two different standards for drinking water. They have a maximum contaminant level or a legal level, and then they have a maximum contaminant goal level, or MCLG, and the goal level is the health level. So the health level standard and the legal level standard are not the same. You can have water that's legal, but does not meet the health standard, which surprised me. But also, looking deeper into that, I learned that there's stuff that's not technically unhealthy for you to drink, but can affect your skin and hair. I really got into Pure Water Northwest and into water when my daughter had kind of an eczema on her skin. She would have nummular eczema, like circles of dry skin. And putting the softener in the house solved it. I don't know that eczema solved for everyone with a softener. I'm not saying that, but it solved it for her. And so I just got really interested in water, like really excited. Became an owner of Pure Water Northwest, and I've just been studying and focusing on this. And I've learned that people just assume water is really simple, like I did. They think it's wet and drinkable. but the truth is, water is a very complex chemical environment. And when you realize that, you understand that you can't just trust other people to deliver the water to you that you want. So if you're fine with any water, then it's fine to do nothing. But if you really want good water, you can't trust a municipality who are really doing the best job they can to just deliver you the water that you want. You have to really know what's in the water or work with an expert like myself or someone like in our industry to help clarify for you what your water is. And if it's not the way you want, have us work with you to help you make it that way. What frustrates a lot of people is the idea that when water looks clear and has no smell to it, is it still clean? And if they learn that it's not, they're like, what? I've been drinking this water this whole time. That's not. I've had customers who have 2 parts per million of arsenic and in their water, which is extraordinarily high. And the water is crystal clear and tastes good. You don't know that until you actually do a test. So one of the most frustrating things can be the fact that the what you visually see in water does not mean that it is perfect water. And that honestly, we've had kind of bad looking water that has a little tint to it, which is really only got a tint because of naturally occurring tannins in the groundwater. And the water is actually pretty healthy. So the reality is we like to say test, don't guess.
In tea blending, professionals must tailor formulations based on where the tea will be brewed, as the type of water used, hard or soft, makes a significant difference. Brands often offer hard water or soft water versions because achieving consistent taste depends on the water chemistry. A tea that tastes perfect in store, brewed with reverse osmosis water, may taste off at home if the local tap water doesn't match that quality. It's not that the tea or brewing method is wrong. It's that the blend wasn't designed for that water profile.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what you just said made me realize when you think of tea drinkers, right, a lot of people think of England. In London, England, they have really hard water. And so I would imagine that regionally, they are using teas that are bolder. They are using teas that are stronger and can punch through that taste, or they're modifying the tea so that it can work with harder water so that the polyphenols are not like being trapped by the hardness, or it doesn't mute the smell. Northern England, they have lower mineral content. They have softer water generally. I would imagine the teas up there are going to be different, which I find very interesting, because if you then want to have a very consistent, very nice cup of tea, treating your water with reverse osmosis in your home, just an under-counter reverse osmosis, might be a really nice way to get your tea exactly where you want it and have it be consistent every single time.
One of the things that tea and coffee connoisseurs do before brewing is remove all the components from water, Then add back specific amounts of calcium, magnesium, zinc, and flavor components.
People who are making coffee and tea, they want a little bit of minerals in their water because it actually helps to release some of the flavors. And so reverse osmosis water, that's about as clean a water as you can get. Distilled water is pretty close to, they don't do exactly the same thing, but you can get water ultra, ultra pure. And then sometimes it tastes good, especially if you run it through carbon, and sometimes it doesn't. It kind of depends on your flavor profile. But if you're making tea, some teas, or you're making certain types of espresso, it may not make the perfect cup. So sometimes you add, if you're trying to get that perfect cup, you may actually be adding some minerals back in, some calcium, some zinc, or magnesium possibly, and then you can get that perfect cup that way.
Sidian, will you highlight some unique aspects of tea, like how loose leaf can filter out potentially harmful metals and molecules? Can you also discuss nanoplastics a bit?
Tea itself is interesting because it also can bind to elements through what's called adsorption, which is kind of like sticking to it like Velcro. And that can pull in things like lead or cadmium. I mean, those are positively charged ions, strongly positively charged ions. And the surface of the tea, like tannins, they're generally negatively charged sites. If you have water that has some of those metals in it, tea can actually do the work of making the water a little bit cleaner, which is really kind of cool. Like if you're not doing reverse osmosis water and you're using your tea on water that is not perfectly clean, it actually can help a little bit in making that water have a little less lead in it or things like that. So the interesting thing, though, when we're talking about water quality and the detoxification of tea, though, it's kind of a double-edged sword. If you're using tea bags, depending on what they are, those can sometimes release microplastics in the water or nanoplastics. So, you know, tea is like a giver. It's giving flavor and hormone and color and aroma, and it's amazing. It can also bind some of the heavy metals to it. But if it's not loose leaf, it is possible for some of those to add in microplastics or nanoplastics into your water, but not as much as you would get from, say, drinking a single bottle of water in a plastic bottle you get from the store. Those can have over 200,000 little particles of microplastics in them. So one of the best ways you can try and have the purest tea would be a reverse osmosis system, and then adding in the minerals back that you want that work best for your tea, then steeping your tea in that with loose leaf. That is how you're going to get the ideal cup.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.